TFW Mobile.
NKO4AKX here.
Hey, Dan.
It's all right.
Did you get done with your route?
Actually, today, I'm already back up at the house.
Was a short day.
Making deliveries and taking care of a few issues, it does tend to be pretty short.
Today you got home early enough to enjoy this beautiful day.
And it's a beautiful day.
Basically, still on the clock. I got to go to pick up a battery, and there's a battery shop over in Greer off of Highway 14, so I'm just going to go over there and pick up the battery, and then my day will be over.
Battery specialist or Battery Plus up there on 14?
Batteries Express or something. It's like halfway between Greer and Blue Ridge.
Several times. I used to run the Landrum area up in there, but I don't anymore. I got somebody else for that area.
They let you run it. It's so close to your house.
It was supposed to be, but my district manager didn't do his job, so now I get to figure out what I'm going to do or where we're going to go next.
Settling, they said it'll settled on tomorrow a week to go eat.
I got doubled with you there. How your day went?
Uneventful. It was, nothing really crazy or anything other than this battery, but I'm just going to swing by on my way home and pick it up. Other than that, it was kind of business as usual.
Thanks, especially with a day like today.
Yeah. One vendor, I was ordering some valves, and they just seemed really high in that, so I've been checking around, waiting on a couple other people. I found them online cheaper, but I'm waiting on a couple other vendors to come back with some pricing for me.
Everything's already starting to go up and everything going on.
This valve is just unusually high. It was like $750, and it's just, you can hold it in the palm of your hand.
Gold in there somewhere?
You know, it's explosion proof, so it's explosion proof coil on it and that. And then I needed seven of them.
Inside the vapor room or something like that where there's fumes.
5 degrees over here.
65 on my front porch right now.
Where you live and that, but still 65 is nice.
Would stay here year round.
I'm with you on that one, but unfortunately probably another month and it'll turn off really hot.
2 months here. I'll try to take that general upgrade class that they're offering on the Zoom or one of those online things.
By the Greer Club.
I'm testing out a bow thing. Anybody copy me on this little thing?
Copy on it.
Well, it surprises me. I think a $25 radio I've had for years and it still works. Looks like a Chinese toy, but hey, if you hear me, it's working. Thank you for your help. W4FCM.
Anytime, KN4TFW.
Fresh X variety. I think it's the Briars Club going to put it on. I'm trying to find out more information about it.
And, there, the Greer Club was putting it on. Gary, W4EEY, but he's got a YouTube site, and you can go there, and it'll take you through each chapter in the book, and that he recorded it. And that, and it was really good. You'll be able to pass it, no problem.
One of them come on here and heat up and run the announcement across the repeater yesterday, but I only caught the tail end of it because I was in and out. So I was trying to find out more information about who it was and haven't heard the announcement go across again.
Be able to look on the website, though. I mean, for the Greer Club. And they usually post it on there. I heard that they were going to be starting up in person pretty soon.
Zoom classes, I believe what it was. And It's going to be on Tuesday night. I think 2 hours a night, 6:30 to 8:30, something like that. Or I think it starts here either next week or the week after. So I was going to try to get in on that so I could go ahead and get my upgrade.
And it worked out good for me, although I did it in person. And then I was started on the extra, but then COVID hit, and that put an end to that, and I didn't want to do a Zoom class.
But I had to learn the tech class all by myself, so I was, he kind of helped better than that.
Yes, you know, just, I'm sure it's recorded, and it's probably on his W4EEY YouTube site. And it'll take you through the book chapter by chapter, and he hits all the stuff that you need to know for the questions.
And I just watched YouTube videos and then that hand study and started taking the test and got the, one of the books so I could read through it. And I passed it.
Yes, I have the extra book, but it was from last year, and they got a new book now. It's got a lot of digital stuff in it, but there's a lot less questions in the new test than there was in the old one.
Where they were changing the extra, I believe last year was the last year of it, and they got a new one this year, I believe what it was.
I think there's about 100 less questions in the question pool.
Make it a little easier, I'm not sure. Learn why I'm doing something instead of just memorizing the test.
Well, and that's why I took the class in person, because I really wanted to understand it. I didn't want to just be able to answer the questions.
With our school system, is all we do is teach to a test anymore instead of actually teaching kids or anybody how to do anything.
You get kids in a restaurant where my wife works, and they graduated high school and can't even count back change.
I went to a drive-thru the other day and had to do it for somebody.
Extra change and pay over so you get a dollar back. Well, that'll really mess them up.
I had a bill and he put in a $10 bill, so I had to tell him how to figure out change.
Pretty sad.
So it's hours for letting it happen.
Get them as quick as they can, get them through that, and then into college where they can get them to pay for it.
These skilled trades and things like that more instead of college degree.
Be way better off for sure than that, because, you know, that's what they had when I was growing up, and it worked out good.
Tail end of that, it was phasing out as I was getting into high school.
For LAO mobile.
For LAO.
Talking about the temperature, it's pretty nice this afternoon.
For sure.
Yeah, you got that right. KN4 TFW.
We're in Traveler's Rest here, KO4 LAO.
Trees up here in Penrose, a beautiful sunny day.
75 out here. I'm in, where am I at? I guess it's Welford.
Highway 11, where the EchoLink Recycling Center is, and it's pretty nice.
Turn off cooler and wet again.
Times up here, the buds will just start to get to blooming on the trees, and then it'll have a cold freeze and kill them off, and then they'll have to start all over. It puts us about a month behind.
But of course, up here where I live, we hope the peach trees and all that and apple trees don't start blooming before it kills them all off.
I haven't seen any starting to bloom yet, but they got to be close.
They will be.
What do, Jimmy?
Get rid of a bunch of trash that was in my yard from construction that had been going on to add an addition onto our house, and just got tired of looking at all this junk. I said, I can't wait on the contractor forever, so I got out there and picked it up, hauled it off.
Was he a pretty good contractor? Pretty reasonable?
Well, still working on it, and it's just an addition we had added on to the house. But everybody's having issues because if it's not COVID, it's, you know, something's delaying materials getting in because somebody else on the other end has got COVID, and it really slowed things down.
Yeah, my wife was thinking about adding an extra room onto our house.
We had our father-in-law in the nursing home, and when they isolated everybody back in March, by the time it was June, he was telling us, get him out of there, you know. And so after about the third time of going through that with him, we said, okay, here's what we can do. We can put an addition on the house. And so we pulled him out of the nursing home, and now we're still waiting on this to be finished, but we're pretty close.
That'll work out good for you.
We can be more responsive to what he needs. And when they had him isolated so much, you know, that's what we could see is they need that interaction of people every day. And they couldn't go out of their rooms to eat. They couldn't have visitors, only except for the staff to bring them medication. And it was really making a big effect on his mental health.
And people went downhill because of that. KN4TFW.
I think they were trying, and they still are trying hard to prevent our older folks from getting this stuff. And at the same time, there's a cost to that, you know, because they need that interaction with people every day.
All on our young people, too, doing all them Zoom classes.
Dad, I think we'll look back on this time at some point and go, we don't really understand the effects of all this, but kids are pretty resilient for the most part. They'll bounce back, get back into a routine, but it definitely has an impact on the young kids.
Yeah, they need that social interaction for sure. Hey, don't let us run you off, Patrick.
Up here listening. Students are getting ready to come out into the workforce in the last year and a half, 2 years now, then no education, basically. It's going to be a challenge for them.
About the trades education they used to get in high school. I used to be a high school teacher for North Carolina, and when I first got into it back in 2001, they were just shutting down a lot of those trades programs like carpentry and brick mason and all of those classes where guys could come out of high school and make a living wage. And they started this big initiative to everybody's got to go to college, and that just didn't work out for a lot of folks.
Brevard, North Carolina now, and still had it through my high school year when I graduated in 94. Shortly thereafter, it was phasing out, and a lot of it was gone by the time I got there.
I took mechanical drawing 2 years, 3 hours a day for 2 years, and that, it really helped me. They had machines, auto mechanic and auto body, and like you said, brick mason and cosmetology for the girls and that. So it was really helping, I'm sure.
Pushed a lot of that out to the tech colleges, and then it got to where they were pushing advanced academic classes out to the tech colleges so the kids could get a double diploma. They'd get a high school diploma for 4 years, but part of that time they're going to junior college and getting an associate's degree at the same time. So, but not every kid could do that, and I think the high schools lost out with not having those programs in their schools.
Up here in North Carolina when you were teaching?
Jacksonville, not too far from Brevard there. In fact, we even had some events that we did over in Brevard.
To Hendersonville every morning to get down the mountain.
36-minute drive from Traveler's Rest up in Hendersonville on 64A there. And I used to get off on the Batcave exit, and I did that for more than 10 years.
Penrose, right outside of Brevard, on the Henderson, Transylvania County line below the Dumont State Forest. And I drive down to Greer, Greenville, in that area every day. Sell tools now.
Where you are, In fact, that's a great area up there. It's too bad that DuPont closed, but it's a beautiful part of the country.
I had a job there until it did close, so I hated to see it go, but I do enjoy the scenery. I wish we still had the manufacturing facilities, though.
Several high school teachers that used to work at DuPont, and they really missed it. They really enjoyed it. It was like a big family to them up there.
Spent 12 hours at a shift there with your shift, and you got to know a lot of people really well. And you spent time on vacation up there or holidays with the camps and all the amenities that we had up there.
Think of a rifle team. Those guys even had their own range, I think, and they were pretty serious competitors.
Range up there, the airport's still up there. I think that's where the range was up that way. And then a lot of the stuff is still there, but they tore the manufacturing facility down and incorporated the rest of it into the state forest. In there, or did you get out to get that battery?
No, I'm still in here. I'm still about, I don't know, 10 minutes out anyway. I'm over here on Gap Creek Road trying to pay attention.
And that road?
Out here in Greer, but there's still a good bit of curves.
Right, that's a pretty old road, too. I mean, that thing goes way back to the days when it was just a trail.
Yeah, Uncle used to live off of Gap Creek Road up there by Jones Gap up there, that last exit before you get into North Carolina off of 25.
But some of those trails going back, if you ever go to Cowpens and go listen to them talk about the Revolutionary War battle they had up there, they talk about some of those trails leading back up in that way.
Trails that you can hike?
The Cowpens area, but all the places that I was talking about, they've turned into, you know, roads that you drive and ride on. The rest is picking up quite a bit here. They've got quite a few new apartment buildings here. They kind of like some of that stuff they have in Brevard, KO4LAO.
Get down 276 the other day, and it's like, man, I was amazed at how much it changed since I was a kid, KN4TFW.
Yeah, I've watched that develop over the last 6 years as I've been running that my Monday route. It's amazing. Up here is the same thing. It's the housing boom is just going crazy.
We're not making any more new land.
Offering on 36 or 37 acres this morning.
Going price for an acre up that way.
Hard to tell because I put this in for $96,000 for 36 acres. That's really, really cheap just because of location. If you get up towards Hoxaway in that area, Sapphire, you can pay $1 million for an acre of land.
Polk County was getting pretty expensive anywhere around that equestrian center.
Gone up drastically up here because of supply and demand. Got a buddy that's a realtor. He can't sell any houses because he don't have any. He got everybody wanting something, but nothing to offer them.
2006 from the Goldsboro area in North Carolina, and it was one of the reasons we chose to live in TRs because the prices up in Hendersonville and around there were pretty pricey.
I still live up here, but I got an acre and a quarter of land, a small house, and nothing fancy at all. But I don't know what will happen.
Out looking for a place to kind of get away from other folks, and it's not as easy to find as you used to be able to, KO4LAO.
It's on this 37 acres is where it's at. It backs up right into the National Forest in that area. Kind of out of the way, so that's what I was looking for.
If you're looking to buy any of that developed, or is it pretty much uncharted territory?
There's some houses around it, but nothing, you know, nothing right on top of one another. It's really scattered, you know, like country living. Dogs. I'll be able to hunt and fish and all that right in my own property.
Put up the biggest ham antenna you'd want to have.
One reason I've been waiting about doing it, I got into ham radio last year around September and didn't want to put up an antenna or nothing here because we were already looking to move. And, I've just been playing with what I have here and learning it. Till then, we'll figure it out.
HOAs around here are pretty anti-ham.
HOA, so we wouldn't get along too good.
The more I'm starting to be that way, KO4LO.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I've always wanted to live out away from everybody else, and finally just taking the plunge to do it. And if you're still in there, we'll have to get Ed up there. He'll be panning for gold.
Yeah, I'm still in here listening to you guys. You guys just carry on. I'm about 2 miles out from my destination. I'll be out for about 10 minutes. KN4TFW.
I'll find that. He accepted the offer, so as long as nothing's wrong with the property, I'll own it here in about 3 weeks.
That'll be awesome. I was out looking at land prices the other day just to see what it would take to get out of my HOA area and move away from other folks.
About it, but man, you can't hardly find anything without, you know, going a pretty good little ways.
Towards Cleveland and that area, there's still some up there, but that's so far out for y'all that it's hard to do.
It'd be nice to find a small place, you know, just so that you had it as a second property to have a place to get away from folks. But you're right, it's getting hard.
Don't want to finance it either, so you got to be able to pay for it out of pocket if you don't have anything. They don't want to tie up the money in something that's hard to get rid of.
I would have thought it'd be easy to get a loan through the bank for land.
My realtor buddy was telling me, he said, you know, when you get a house or big chunks of land, a lot of banks don't want to mess with it because it's harder to get rid of.
Own much property these days, it all seems to be smaller tracts, and it's hard to find places that haven't. You know, a lot of it stays in families and that kind of stuff.
Fortunately for me, my family didn't have any land, really. My grandparents had 12 acres down here in Little River Valley, but it's in the river bottom, so very little of it's usable.
Only say your ID and go ahead.
My name is Ed. I got an old ICOM T8A water battery. I just want to know what kind of signals you give me.
Is it KN4 Mike Julia India? Do I have that right? About two to three out of five there. It's a lot of static in the background, and the voice signal is a little low, but we just barely hear it out. I don't know if KO4HKX may hear something different.
Better.
I'd say you're coming up a little bit, maybe a strong 3+, something like that.
Very small radio. I don't know what the output is on that, but I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
MJI, KO4LAO, you're welcome.
Looking to purchase up here somewhere else if you find it.
Just looking for a good opportunity. I don't need a whole lot of land, but you know, if I had 10 acres, that'd be great. But mostly just to get away from folks and not have neighbors. I've got neighbors that are so close to me that they're nice folks, but can take a long pole and tap on the side of their house.
I don't think I'd like that. I like mine where they're at. They're about 100 yards away.
Well, ahead of the ball game there. You'll have to check in on the net and let us know if you got all that closed out.
And I checked in last night. I don't check in every night. But sometimes I get in late and I got to get up early. I have to set the radio up here for a cross span repeat. The little handheld, I'm on. Pick it up, but not quite make it into the repeater on its own. Can you hear me?
They couldn't hear what you were saying on that one.
That may be why. Cross band repeat. Nobody has a problem hearing me, or nobody said anything anyway.
That time.
Radio waves, you never know. Got a really good receiver on it. It picks up really well. And it's 10 watts output, so I'm in here in the house, and it won't make it to the repeater. But it's a little scratchy, just like we were talking, or you were talking to there a minute ago.
I have a Yaesu that's, I run about 10 watts, and with just a small mag mount sitting on a metal plate on my in my house, and it'll hit the repeater, and it's 20 miles away at least from where I am in TR, and it works just fine.
Is the tower just on the other side of the mountain, and it just kind of skips over in the shadow of it more, I believe.
And 4IQ Mola.
Recognize, go ahead.
4IQ.
TO4LAO, go ahead.
I believe. This is N4IQ. I hope I didn't interrupt something. Anyway, the name here is Bill. Over.
Is that November 4, India, Quebec, or is it Alpha November 4, India, Quebec?
Just plain O N4IQ.
Over here in Traveler's Rest, KO4LAO.
Very good. I had the plug way up, and I had to play around here to get it so I can hear you. No, it wasn't your problem, it's my problem. Anyway, beautiful, beautiful day. I'm in the my expedition headed over to Green Pond, and we're going to play with some radios. But, golly, it's so pretty out here. Just we barbecued hamburgers out about an hour and a half ago. I can hardly walk.
At KO4LAO.
Where are you?
Park Road, just outside of TR, headed over towards Wade Hampton, if you know where that is, in Greenville.
Many times. Well, I'm in the Simpsonville area. I'm out in the county, so not actually in the town. And near, what is this little school? I can't read it. They put these plexiglass covers over the name of some of these signs. And if there's a little bit of glare, you can't tell what it says.
Talking about a lot of different things here. I was chatting with KO4HKX and also KN4TFW. So they're listening, I think.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Said, didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't know anybody else was in here. Go ahead.
Nah, you ain't interrupting anything. I just jumped back in the truck and headed to the house now. I was out there on Highway 14 in Greer, and now I'm getting ready to get on 101 and get back to the house and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day.
Any longer. Yeah, it's not long till spring. Actually, right now, I think we are in spring. I think it's supposed to be 74 degrees Sunday, I believe.
ways away, and that, they're saying they ain't going to be a total washout now, so that'll be nice. I'm about tired of the rain.
What work you need to do, and I need to get out there. Got a little bit of antenna work I want to do. I just enjoy being outside when it's like this. Walk my dogs or whatever. Well, I'm probably going to get a little scratchy in the repeater here, so I'll let you guys continue. And I appreciate you letting me get in. And don't remember anybody's call sign. I apologize. But anyway, y'all go ahead and carry on. N4IQ.
You there,
W.
Kent,
I'll say 73. Have a good one. Let us know how the land deal goes there, maybe in a couple of weeks. Hope it all worked out for you. And KN4TFW, I'm going to go ahead and secure at this point here. I got to pay attention to what I'm doing here. So everybody have a good afternoon, 73 to all.
And we'll catch you another time, KN4TFW.
It'd be nice having a conversation with you this afternoon, and you take care, 304 AKX. You're still in there.
You, and yeah, let us know how it goes. It, I think that's a pretty great deal for you.
Still out there?
Yeah, I'm still out here, maybe another 10 minutes anyway. I'm over here on 101 by Lake Cunningham.
Got three-way intersection coming up there. You'll be run over in it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Whoever thought that should be shot.
Yeah, first little truck out there is 101 Self Storage. I don't know what it's called now, but the little storage unit out there. And I come through there of a morning and afternoon, and I hated that stop.
You know, in the afternoons, like right now, it's so backed up. And then what it does is it gets all the cars spaced out evenly so you can't pull out of a side street anywhere.
They put all those houses up through there. I mean, they're going to have to do something with that road, or somebody's going to get killed if they haven't already.
I could run from my house down to where that little O'Neill hot dog stand is and never pass another car. And now it's just a continuous line of cars.
Don't go up in that area at all anymore. It just ain't worth it. Somebody else would have jumped in here by now.
It worked late, didn't he?
Cut out this morning while I was in my dead spot coming through there, so I didn't get to hear when he left or what he was talking about all the way through.
Yeah, I was at 5 at my old job, but now I don't have to leave until about 5:30 or so.
Between 6 and 6:30, but Thursday morning, I leave right at 5.
Look forward to those Thursday mornings where you can join the group.
Myself, I've enjoyed making friends with everybody. It's one of the things I like about this hobby here.
That I've met seems really, really nice. I haven't met any, you know, any bad ones at all. A few on HF, but that's all right.
One letter, so I guess I'm doing all right. A month after I got my license, I messed up my call sign or something. Somebody, one of the hams up here in Transylvania County, sent me a nice little letter.
It's encouraging.
Some of it was.
With studying and listening, it's like, man, I won't ever get all that down pat and everything. And I actually have my call sign on my back. You know, I got a camper shell on mine. I got my call sign on the back, you know, in case somebody's riding by, they can see it. But I can also, in the mirror, I can see it and help remember it.
Tool truck, I took me a post-it note, wrote my call sign on it, and stuck it on the dash so that I could remember it.
I had an antenna right on the edge of the truck by the wiper, and I had it mounted out there, a little sticker so I could tell what it was.
Problem is remembering everybody else's call sign.
I That'll come in time. It won't be hard to remember. You'll get it figured out in a little bit. And pretty soon it'll just be like the regular name.
I gotta find me a better speaker for my mobile radio. I think it will help me some, because it's just hard for me to pick out tones sometimes. All those years working in a shop listening to Impact go.
Yeah, I could use an external speaker myself. Mine's mounted underneath my seat. So, you know, you can't open the window or have a lot of other stuff going on, and you'll never hear it.
I'll hear every now and then talking about one, but I can't ever catch the name of it.
I'm pulling up here at the house. So I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you another time, maybe before next Thursday, but if not, next Thursday for sure. KN4TFW.
For TFW, always a pleasure talking to you, Ken. You have a great afternoon, and I look forward to catching you next time. 73KO4AKX, clear.
KO4AKX, W4NGU.
NGU, I believe it was.
W4, never give up. That is a West Mountain speaker. Got one myself, and it does a great job. It's got digital signal processing in it, so it's probably more than most people want to spend just for a regular mobile speaker, but it does eliminate a lot of noise.
Do that one more time.
It's sold by West Mountain.
Anything to help me hear better, I'm game for that.
Yeah, I use it a lot on 80 meter sideband, and it really, man, I can use that thing and then turn up the audio gain just a little bit and ride the RF gain or set it to one position, and it's like those guys are talking in the room with me.
Did you get it at Gigapart or Echo?
I bought it from somebody. I'm not sure where they got it, but I think DXL or any of those that you've mentioned has got it. But anyway, good luck to you. I got to run in Lowe's here, and good to hear from you. Those four NGU clear.
For NGU, thank you for that information. KO4AKX clear. I can't make out what you're saying, so if you can try again. AKX, clear.
KO4CEF, mobile.
4CEF. AKX, sorry about that.
How you doing today?
Get home and relaxing, so I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Way myself. Get out of my wife's
car. Says Ken, he just got off the radio.
Figured I'm about to get him on too late. Oh, well.
Did we lose you there?
I'm on a external AT antenna on this little car. It don't pick up real well.
Yeah, signal, but I was just making sure I didn't lose you there. You didn't come back to me.
It don't work quite the way my regular does. How's your week going?
Went okay. It's over now, other than dealing with mom's arrangements this weekend. So, other than that, it's going pretty good.
Here. You're not ready for mine to be over. I'm going to work this Saturday, but, you know. Can't really complain.
You only have to do it every now and then. It's not too bad.
Bad news, I don't quite work every other weekend. It seems like every other, and then I get to skip a couple weeks and then do it all over again.
Myself, and even then, I still have to work some weekends. I got business meetings, and I have to do all my stocking and restocking for the week that day.
This weather, I'm liking this. I wish it'd stay this way.
Okay, it's Friday. Yeah, I can stay like this year round as far as I'm concerned.
Have any safe 45-degree day. It's been nice. I heard it's supposed to be cold tomorrow.
Cool back down and be a little overcast and rainy for the weekend, and then warm back up what it looked like. Put a offer in on some land, so he accepted it, so hopefully here in the next 3 weeks I'll be dealing with that. For your last transmission there broke up, I didn't get any of it.
Now I'm coming back out of the hole, KO4CX.
Yep, KO4HX.
You said you did? I lost that last part, that's when I was going out of the hole.
On 37 acres of land up here at the house, and the guy accepted it, so hopefully if nothing's wrong with it here when they do the title search on it, I'll own 37 acres here in the next 3 weeks. Look up again, that mobile is getting you today, or a handheld. I copied you there. I plan on putting a house on it and a garage to put my tool truck in and run my business out of. So that's the plan. And I'll plan on using the rest of it to hunt, do whatever I decide to do on it.
Land right there. I'd love to find some land this way. It's hard to find in Spartanburg and Greene County,
about 3 years, so it took me a while to find it myself.
My hunt days are almost over. Neither one of my kids want to do it anymore. My dad's getting to the point where he don't want to go down in the woods, but I'm not much on going by myself, so I might end up just taking up fishing.
I'm not by myself either, so if you got somewhere you know you want to hunt, let me know. I'll come hunt with you. But there's so many people anymore, and they come in and just intentionally disrupt your hunt, so it's no fun.
I understand that. Seems like it's been on a little bit of a decline the last couple years, but I don't know. I guess it's just kind of off and on, you know. I don't remember seeing a lot of people last year, but then there's other years where you go in the morning and somebody's already got your spot.
That's the way it is up here, too. It goes through phases. You'll get some years where everybody, that's all they want to do, and then other years nobody does it, it seems like. But I enjoy it, and I enjoy being outside. Like I said, I bought this land. I'll be able to just get out and mosey around on my own property and not have to worry about it. It backs right up to the national forest, so it's even better.
Good right there. If you don't mind, how much did you pay per acre?
About around 25, something like that. Give 95,000 for 37 acres.
Not at all. That is usually around here. It's about 15,000 an acre.
It is here too, but it just come up and I jumped on it. I've been sitting here waiting for something like that to come along. My realtor buddy said there's like 15, 20 offers on it within an hour or two of it hitting the market. Works out to 25.67 an acre, so not too bad.
Oh, is it? What's the terrain like up there? Do y'all have a lot of hilly areas, or is it fairly flat and stuff?
Variety. It's depends on which end of the county you're on and what section, really. Here where I'm at, it can get pretty steep in Penrose, but we also have the river valley down here on the bottom. And if you go toward the other end, you get back into the mountains, and that's kind of where that's at. But that piece of land, for some reason, it's just right there, and it lays fairly flat. It's got some roll to it, but nothing major. Got a couple creeks running through it, so Ed will have a field day coming up here panning for gold.
awesome. Dang, I wish I could stumble on something like that, but it's hard to get land around here. I usually try to keep an eye out every so often, but I haven't overly shot for it either.
Every day for the last year I've been doing it, just seeing what's coming, what's coming, what's coming. Talking to my buddy that does real estate, so it just happened to fall that way.
Somewhere to go and spend a couple nights and go hunting the next day.
We end up doing with this for a little while until I get covered from paying for it. I'm just going to pay for it. I ain't borrowing any money to do it, so.
You can do it without it.
It's a little easier when you go to buy something, too, because if you can make a cash offer, not have to wait on the bank to get through their red tape. Make things go a little smoother.
We got that, and you got a little more room to wheel and deal.
People don't really want to wheel and deal on any cash offer anymore. They just do wait and get the other money.
They make money off the interest financing and stuff like that. Instead of where people used to have cash in hand, now, you know, they make too much money. Figure how many companies have their own finance and stuff like that.
Fresh eggs. I don't know what the deal is with, you know, not wanting to deal with cash. I'd much rather deal with it. Glad when you get your regular rig back so I can hear every word you're saying.
You and me both, man. I hate driving my wife's car and I hate working on this HP.
Make the best of what you got and enjoy what you can.
It's an echo link, but I almost feel like I'm cheating a little bit.
Not a link at all. I don't know nothing about it whatsoever. Quite often throughout the day, logged in on EchoLink. I guess it's on a computer, but I have no idea how.
The software you can run on your computer, or you can actually use your cell phone. I've got the app on my cell phone, and you can just log in, basically like a internet room, and you have voice communication with the repeater.
That the dog woke up. When she hears the sound, she gets startled.
KO4CEF, can you hear me?
There, Andrew. You on that Echo Link now?
Yeah, I swapped over to Echo Link, so it runs off my phone into the, I guess, the internet and comes out on the repeater.
Playing, and it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it just feels like cheating a little bit. Like, there's no, I mean, there's a signal coming out of the repeater to your radio, and your radio back to the repeater, but from my end, it's basically just all internet.
Different than D-Star or DMR or Fusion, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the basic premises there are the same. You know, it uses the internet to transfer the signal. I don't know much about the protocol, but, I mean, I've used it a time or two, but I don't use Echo Link a whole lot. My son tried to use it during a scouting event, but he never really got to talk to any kids his age. It was just a bunch of adults that would answer questions, and he wasn't too interested in that.
Phone?
Yeah, it's just an app you download on your phone. I think they got an Android, iPhone version, and then there's the program you can download on your computer and use just your computer to talk. I think there's rooms where you don't even actually have to be connected to a repeater, where it's just, you know, internet to internet, but I guess that's more like your system fusion if it's just the node or room or whatnot.
I don't know anything about that. I've been doing a little bit of research about it, but not a lot.
Yeah, I got system fusion in my truck, but there's really no repeaters around here that use it, so I never even tried. But I've got a little hotspot that I'll use, but I don't know. It just don't really do nothing for me to talk to people over the internet. But all right, well, I'm pulling up in the driveway now, so I guess I'm going to jump on out and spend some time with the family. Been good talking to you. Hopefully we'll holler at you another morning or evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Enjoyed the conversation this afternoon. KO4 AKX, clear.